Here you have a Wiggers diagram. This diagram provides the basis for understanding the hemodynamics that are occurring in the heart. The cardiac cycle is actually broken down into 7 cycles. You do not have to know them, with each cycle providing a specific action. What is important for us to understand is that, 1, you achieve an electrical response prior to a mechanical action, i.e. the Purkinje fibers will fire off, causing an R wave before the left ventricle actually pumps. 2, flow is greatest down the coronary artery during diastole, where the LV volume is at its lowest after the aortic valve closes. When this happens, the microvascular bed in the coronary arteries must dilate to compensate for the increased volume. This, in essence, is decreasing resistance and making it stable. And 3, we need a good aortic signal to make sure a physiological assessment is accurate.